This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Local health providers are bracing for Medicaid cuts under the new federal spending law. They say the cuts will impact their ability to care for low-income patients, potentially leading to financial strain. KAZU's health reporter Ngozi Cole spoke with some of them.
At Raisa's Ikarinyo, a community center in Watsonville, 39-year-old Cordelia watches her sons bounce on trampolines in the playroom. At her request, we're not using her last name to protect her privacy. She often brings the kids in after finishing her shift picking blackberries at a nearby farm. In her native Mixteco, she says, by bringing them here, she's also saving money and food at home, and that helps her a lot. And the kids can come in and distract themselves and have fun for a while. I says Ikarinyo provides support for low-income families, especially farm workers like Cordelia, by offering community health services and family recreational activities. Families donate what they can, up to $5 monthly. The rest is covered by Medicaid, called Medi-Cal in California. It provides health insurance to millions of low-income people. Raisa's Ikarinyo founder, Noah Urena, is worried the cuts to Medi-Cal could mean they struggle to provide services for families like Cordelia's.
So it is a very serious risk that I'm aware of, and fear that if we can't have sustained funding for what we're doing, it won't exist.
And once all the changes take effect, millions in the state could lose their individual health care coverage. That creates a lot of uncertainty. At Watsonville Community Hospital, 85% of the patients have government-sponsored insurance. The hospital gets about half of its patients' income from Medi-Cal. The OBGYN unit, where Dr. Katie Gabriel Cox is seeing patients today, welcomes 800 births a year.
I'm just taking her IV out.
Okay. It'll be more comfortable.
Okay.
In a consultation room, Gabriel Cox reassures a patient as she checks the heartbeat of her baby. She fears the medical cuts will have devastating consequences for her patients.
In the past, we have been able to secure Medi-Cal coverage during pregnancy.
But, Gabriel Cox points out, a parent's medical needs don't disappear after a baby is born.
That is where I worry that we will see even greater impacts, is in that, you know, really critical time when the baby is still a newborn and the parent loses coverage.
And there are other concerns too, like immigration enforcement, which has increased under the current administration. She says that's making some patients hesitate to seek help, and delays can add another layer of risk. Central Valley Health Policy Institute's Tanya Pacheco says that's another potential burden for already cash-strapped hospitals. Fewer patients on Medi-Cal means less revenue for them.
We have such a high immigrant population that we will see that care is about to get costlier because folks are not going to be accessing care in time or doing the preventative things that we know work.
In Monterey County, Salinas Valley Health Medical Center admits over 10,000 patients per year. About 30% of them on Medi-Cal. CEO Alan Radner says although they're not feeling the impact yet, Medi-Cal cuts will inevitably cause financial pressure and affect the hospital's ability to care for low-income patients.
We are unequivocally going to have challenges providing services at the level we've provided.
Medi-Cal changes won't kick in till next year. That's when patients and providers will know the full impact.
I'm hopeful that as things change and if they get more challenging, we can work together as a community to try to make sure that everybody here gets the care they need.
California's budget also changes Medi-Cal access for immigrants without legal status. Ngozi Cole, KAZU News.